Well, this is Jack, and I have Ryan here in the studio with me. We'll be here for another half hour with some environmental news and a bit more music here on behalf of the environment, which, of course, is all around us. You know what's coming up? A fun family day on December the 12th. A fun family day with a serious message. And what it is, it's to do with the climate treaty negotiations in Copenhagen. Have you been following this at all? This, you know, the world leaders are going to Copenhagen for a holiday in December.
Yeah, getting the Get Up emails. They've been running a campaign to get Mr. Rudd into committing them himself to some serious stuff rather than this 5% crap.
Mm. I mean, I must say that my initial thing is to just be quite cynical about this, about a whole bunch of pollies and leaders, so-called world leaders, getting together in Copenhagen. You know, a lovely accommodation, I'm sure, and beautiful hotels and beautiful restaurants and beautiful food and beautiful everything else. And what's going to come out of it? You know, when we do, with the stuff that we do now with things like carbon trading, which is basically an excuse for the industrialists to keep polluting, while those of us like that live around here, we don't pollute, so they can use our non-polluting behaviour to continue their polluting activities. It just seems a bit weird to me. And I shouldn't be too cynical about this. I suppose maybe there are people who are going to this meeting. I wonder if Peter's going. Peter Garrett. Do you think he'd go with Kevin? He should, shouldn't he? Climate treaty negotiations. A climate treaty is being negotiated. So, what you can do about showing your involvement, etc. On December the 12th, there's a walk against warming. A fun family day with a serious message. This year's march on climate change comes at a crucial time. As I've just said, it will coincide with the middle of the climate treaty negotiations in Copenhagen and an international day of action that will see people across the world take to the streets to call on world leaders to deliver a strong climate change treaty. Now, there are various sites around the countryside here, Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane, Perth, Darwin, Adelaide, Hobart, Launceston, where marches have been organised. And I believe, according to this printout, that some regional centres are also organising marches. Is Nimbin organising a march? What are we doing here in Nimbin? Anything? Is the Environment Centre maybe quietly organising a marching day of action on December the 12th? Wouldn't that be good if we were? Maybe even Lismore might be. I guess what I'm saying is I don't have any information for you on that. But if you'd like to organise something yourself or you'd like to get involved, probably the best way for you to do that would be to go into the Environment Centre shop and speak to somebody in there about it and take responsibility for organising something yourself. Yes. And if that has already been organised and I haven't got that information, I apologise, and I'll certainly talk about it next Friday if you do. So they're talking about various things like making puppets and banners, having workshops. These are in Sydney and Melbourne, of course, should you happen to be there. But perhaps we could get those sorts of things organised up here. Banners and puppets. There's a lot of artists around the place, and Benny Zabel's in town at the moment. Oh, no, he was. He's left again. Could have got him in. Yeah, so there you go. That'd be an interesting thing if you're interested at all in the climate change stuff that most of us...
I saw a very interesting snippet in the newsletter of the Environmental Defenders Office. There's going to be a workshop in Byron where they're going to talk about policies relating to the rise of the sea level.
Ah, yes.
So, it's even on the policy level, they're now starting to face up to the fact, we got to move away from the coastline because the sea will rise. And in Byron, they've got this issue with the...
Belongil?
With Belongil, yeah. Although in the article, in the newsletter, was saying that won't be discussed.
Okay, yes.
Understandably, because it's the feelings are rising high.
Very strong. I mean, I don't know quite what to think about that. Part of me thinks, if you're going to be so silly and greedy as to build a house right there, I don't even understand how they do that. I mean, surely that's Crown land, isn't it? You know, it's that close to the beach. Why is that not Crown land? Why is that not protected and preserved? I remember a few years ago in Victoria, one of the wealthiest beachy suburbs down there, down at Portsea, there's a couple of very important industrialist type of persons. Had their beach houses down there, beach houses, bloody mansions, but they had built things and fences and hedges in such a way that they were actually cutting off an historic walking track that people had been used for hundreds of years just to be able to walk around the headlands and walk along the beaches, because they wanted to have their private beach access. And they got away with it for a while, but then, you know, people just said, no, this is bullshit. They don't own the beach. Why should they stop us getting there? So there was a concerted effort of people walking through these very private front gardens until they did, okay, we'll take our fences away and let you get back out there. But I'm actually looking forward to getting beach frontage myself if the warming happens and if the sea rises. I don't know how far it would have to rise for me to have beach front at Green Pigeon, but I would, you know, whoosh in around Mount Warning and rush up that valley. It could be lovely. I could build condominiums and all sorts of things. Yeah. So the Belongil people, you know, I don't know whether to feel terribly sympathetic for them and want to go out there and fill sandbags for them, or whether
they got
to
move.
Yeah, you got to move, and you haven't got anything to sell, guys, because your piece of property has just been washed into the ocean.
Sorry, it's not worth a million anymore.
It's beautiful underwater building site.